Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts and eight other northeastern states have agreed to stricter limits on carbon dioxide emissions from power plants across the region. As WBUR's Fred Bever reports, it's an effort to reboot the cap-and-trade program known as the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative.
REGGI, as it's called, was designed to reduce emissions of carbon dioxide, which traps heat in the atmosphere. Power plants in the member states are required to buy permits for CO2 they emit. There's a cap on the number of permits, a cap which grows more stringent over time. The permits can be traded, and in theory, prices should rise when demand exceeds supply, giving the power plants a financial incentive to invest in more benign technologies. But since its inception in 2009, REGGI has not fulfilled its central promise, says Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Ken Kimmel.
There's no question that it's been very successful, but one thing it hasn't done as effectively as it could is actually reduce emissions in a direct way.
That's because the initial limits proved too generous. Economic and weather conditions slowed energy demand, and the energy market was flooded by cheap natural gas, which produces less CO2 than other fossil fuels when it's burned. Last year, regional emissions were well below the existing REGGI cap, leaving little incentive to invest in cleaner energy. So, starting in 2014, Kimmel says the states will lower the cap to current emission levels, and they'll drop it another 2.5% each year until 2020.
We will see a reduction in emissions. We will see greater investments in energy efficiency. We will see a continued acceleration, perhaps, of the backing down of coal plants, and the continued market penetration of cleaner fuel sources such as wind, solar, anaerobic digestion, and hydroelectric power.
Kimmel says that by 2020, power plant CO2 emissions in the member states will be half what they were in 2005. He says the program will add to electricity bills, about 40 cents a month for the average residential consumer and more for businesses. But, he says, Massachusetts will earn hundreds of millions of dollars in fees charged for issuing the CO2 permits. Funds, he says, will be invested in money-saving energy efficiency programs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever at the State House.